Vanaf de Impact Fair is dit een productie van Audiopodcast met Marlijn Stoffels.
Welkom Ruth Andrade. You work for a cosmetic retailer, Lush. What is your dream in sustainability?
Ooh, I think my dream for sustainability is that we move into regeneration, which means that everything we do as humanities, all of our businesses, all of our educational systems, our political systems, are there to restore nature to its full glory with humans, you know, thriving as part of a thriving nature. I think that's the big dream.
Ah, you dream big. That's good. That's good. Can you tell me a bit more about who you are and how do you want to achieve this dream?
Yeah, I do a lot of work with environmental issues, climate and nature within Lush. So my team works across all different areas of the business, just looking how we can leave the world lusher than we found it. That's what we call it. From the store to the factories to working with our suppliers, working with campaigning, giving. We're also a very generous organization, so we try to create impact also through how we distribute, you know, surplus money and the money that comes from the sales of our products. And I think we make change by inspiring customers and also influencing. And I think that's how we're also making change internally. It's not a separate sustainability team, but how do we weave within the company culture, again, leaving the world lusher than we found it.
Yeah. And if you think about cosmetics, how common is that these companies work in a sustainable way?
I think it's becoming more common. I think working cosmetics has also the biggest impact is in the supply chain, right? So it's how we're getting materials, ingredients, packaging, especially natural materials can have a big impact on the environment. But it's also an opportunity because it's through the use of natural materials that we can actually support biodiversity, increase carbon sequestration in forests or in the soils, avoid deforestation. So I think the cosmetic industry is like a really amazing industry to really do this systemic change. And there are more industries thinking about packaging, making sure there is recycled content or products without packaging at all, or using better materials from regenerative agriculture, for example. I think that's becoming more common, but at Lush, we've been doing all of those things for a really long time, like over, nearly 20 years, some of those actions.
So for companies who want to work in the same way you work, how difficult is it for companies to make that change?
I always say there is this advice to like start small and see what are the low-hanging fruits. And I always say, see where you have the biggest impact. So if you think there are particular materials that you're using that are having a disproportionate amount, start there. No, start with the things that are most material. So a little bit of change will make a big difference. I think that's my advice. And the second, I also think brands now have a role as storytellers. So engaging customers, bringing them with us, like creating, making it normal to think about sustainability and to think about regeneration and invite customers to come with us on the journey, even though I think it's the responsibility of the brands, not the customers. So at Lush, we say, let's make the whole brand as sustainable as possible holistically so the customers can choose any product they want rather than having to rely on customers choosing the most sustainable products, right? So it's the responsibility of the brand, but engaging customers through storytelling.
And it's also the case that for customers, these kind of products are more expensive?
Yes. So just to go a little bit back into our economy, right? Capitalism works by externalizing costs. So we are all paying the price of really cheap products. We're paying it through our taxes, through maybe staff being below, around the world, being below living wage. We're paying it through the degradation of the environment. When you start to internalize some of those costs, so for example, we have the fair tax mark. We're paying tax all over the world in really fair ways. We pay fairly our suppliers in the supply chain. We manufacture close to our biggest markets, so in places with high labor costs and high labor legislation. So we are internalizing costs that would normally be externalized. And the minute you do that, products become more expensive. So I'd say consume less, but consume with more quality, paying a bit more for companies that are making sure that we are reducing the impact on the communities and on the environment.
And do you have the feeling that people are willing to pay more?
I think we're also seeing a big cost of living crisis, so it's hard to ask for our customers, you know, to pay more for a sustainable product. I do think, even if it's a niche now, the more companies that adopt parts of what we're trying to do, we're going to improve, you know, cosmetics for everyone. But again, I'll go back to, I think at Lush we're very clear on, we call it like product for every need. So we don't do lots of sales or 2-for-1. We think that the best environmental thing we can do is for you to buy only what you need, use it appropriately, and not overconsume. So I still think if we're all being more conscious about what we buy, perhaps we can see it as an investment, you know, into our shared future, into like humanity's shared future. But yeah, we've also lately been trying to have affordable products or smaller sizes. We're also very generous as a brand, so it's very easy to get samples and ask for samples and make sure that the product works for you before you buy. And I think those are all the things that help with value, or values for money, as we like to call it.
Yeah, and if you talk about the investors, they have mostly a big say in what you do. You don't have that problem.
No, we don't. We are very lucky that the founders of Lush are still the main shareholders, and they're still the inventors of the products, and they're still the drivers of the ethics. So we are in a really good position where we can make, I think we make a lot of decisions that are not super commercial. And that's part of having a business where the people making the decisions are invested in the mission of the business. And I think seeing with B Corps, I think there are more businesses that are really embodying values and principles into their business model. So we also need to make this normal. You know, make it normal to have impact investment, make it normal to have patient capital, make it normal to restore life.
And that's what you'd like to tell this story also for other companies to join in.
Yeah, absolutely. I always think there is no business on a dead planet, and we're getting very close of having a dead planet. So it's also self-interest to make sure that the business that we're doing now retains the capacity of doing business in the future.